And he said, I'm a New Yorker and I'm blind.
There you go.
And it was like, and really, you know, that is the sort of thing, that is the kind of thing that art does. But, you know, there's no way I'm going to write to James, go, dear Uncle James, I would like to put some pins on a map and leave them in a warehouse in King's Cross, and I hope one day a blind person comes. So, you know, that gap is an incredibly important gap that we, I think, artists just carry around in our head all the time, but it's non-specific. And I think this is a is the place which can do something about that, and audience gets made.
Thank you, Richard. And before I open to questions, final question I should ask you is, what is the association with Radio 4? What is their involvement?
Well, it's an alliance, which means that, there will be an investor in the, you know, they're sort of getting behind the project in material ways as well as immaterial ones. And we just like to think, actually, I mean, of course, you could make a proposal directly, imagining that radio was your space. But I think we just thought through many of the projects we have been involved in, and was able to imagine lots of interesting ways in which that might interact with radio. So, it could be as simple as a program about, or it could be another platform for the project. It could also involve the BBC website, which is, of course, a huge opening of a different kind. The great thing about radio is, of course, that it's much less prescriptive than television, where people involved in television worry hugely about schedules and content and audiences. And at this point, I mean, okay, it's early in our relationship, but we are kind of, it feels like a good match, because again, it's open. I mean, Radio 4 will just be interested to see what comes out of that, and then we'll sit down with the artists involved and see how this work might be, have some kind of life on radio,